This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. Reporters are poring through tens of thousands of Sarah Palin's emails from when she was Alaska governor. Alaska released the documents today, nearly 3 years after news organizations filed public records requests. It will take time to work out what, if anything, is interesting among the papers. In the meantime, it was quite a scene in Juneau, as Casey Kelly reports from member station KTOO.
First thing this morning, reporters, cameramen, and bloggers from nearly every major news organization crammed into the third-floor hallway of Juneau's Court Plaza building, known locally as the Spam Can. About a dozen hand trucks lined the hall, piled 5 feet high with boxes of documents. And when the time came, Governor Sean Parnell's spokeswoman, Sharon Lehow, released them to the media.
They're all yours. Let her rip.
All right. Thanks.
Each set of boxes contained more than 24,000 pages of Palin's emails. Lehow, who also worked for Palin, says the documents were culled from the state email accounts of current and former Alaska officials whom Palin emailed using her private Yahoo account.
When her email account was hacked back in 2008, her Yahoo account was closed. At that time, we were able to retrieve less than 100 documents. So we were relying on the state archiving system.
The state is charging $725 for each set of boxes to cover printing fees. Governor Parnell's office will only make one public review copy available throughout the entire state. It's a scene that disturbs Republican activist Andre McLeod.
As an Alaskan, I'm flabbergasted, I'm astounded, and I'm shocked at the way this administration took care of this public records disclosure.
McLeod says the state should have made the records available electronically. Many of the news organizations who received the emails this morning are already in the process of posting them online. For NPR News, I'm Casey Kelly in Juneau.